Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, the podcast all about The Bachelor. Hi, Stephanie.
Sorry, I always do that. I cut you off at your opening.
It's karma.
Proceed.
It's karma. Then I spend 2 hours cutting you off. So there you go. I earn every one of them. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and Trash Talk TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobook podcast, which is the longest title ever. So maybe I should work on branding for that for next season. I'm with the gorgeous, talented, and hilarious Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor for crying
too
out
kind.
Loud.
You're too kind.
Too kind, hello. Darling. How are you, babe?
I'm doing fan-fucking-tastic.
You know what? I was like, it's really hard for me to talk about my feelings. And so, like, I really want to tell you that I love you, but it's really hard. So maybe after dinner.
I'm just hoping to get an apology from you, Ronnie, you know, just for some of the things you've said about me on this podcast and some of the ways you've spoken to me, and you've kind of made it really hard for me. So I'm just like hoping you'll see your way clear to an apology today.
I think that nail chick, that girl will just cry. She'll use any reason to just cry and make it all about her. Like if you go to a friend's dinner, she'll be like, we used to be closer before it was your birthday. And I'm feeling we're not close. You're really hurting my feelings.
Oh, my
God. Who invited the nail lady?
I just feel like you're always asking me for, like, a design on your nail when, like, I painted it a color and I also put, like, a shiny top coat. But, like, now you're like, oh, I wanted a flower. And I feel like that really hurts my feelings.
Well, that's basically it. Nick, at this point, his lisp has gotten so bad, he's just TV fuzz. Like when it's really late at night and the TV just stops playing things.
Can we just talk about the fact that Nick is terrible?
Nick, you know, I have to say, Nick has gotten more and more terrible as it goes on. And he hasn't really done anything that bad. He's just, he really came off as an asshole in this Women Tell All thing, I thought.
He did.
He's very slick. He's like very running for mayor. Okay, you know what? Let's get into it. We've got a huge show today. There was 3 hours of Bachelor. So here's what we're going to do. These are going to be 2 episodes. To those of us who are supporting us on Patreon, which you should be because that's where you go for bonus episodes.
Yep.
We are going to release one of these episodes as a free bonus, but we're not charging on Patreon, if that makes any sense. So yes, everybody's getting the free bonus, but you're also not going to be charged for an extra episode on Patreon this month. So you know what? It all works out in the end.
Yeah.
And so for those of you who are not signed up, go sign up. The bonuses have become another show completely. And they're, you know, just personal home life stuff. Like, I've got, you know, tortilla chip crumbs on my table today. Let's talk about it for an hour. And we do.
But it's meaningful. It's a place where we can talk about the stuff that we can't, that is not just Bachelor related, but is real life stuff.
Are you suggesting my tortilla chip desk is not meaningful? Because I feel like it's representing a lot of sad things that I'm refusing to fix about myself.
I agree. And it's going to be very cathartic to hear about the crumbs, but I'm just saying.
You see, it leads into other things. That's what I'm saying.
Ronnie,
you know?
Not everybody can afford to eat tortilla chips. So, you know, just to let them know that we talk about other things that they can relate to as well. Like maybe, I don't know, carrot chips.
Carrot chips. Is there a difference? About?
I don't know.
Next
but
episode
we talk about
on the Rose
politics. Pricks. We talk about big issues, small issues. I think it's really worth checking out. Also, it just supports us because we would like to be doing this with more of our time.
Oh yeah, all Full day, time. Every day, baby.
Yeah.
Just if we run out of Bachelor shows, we'll just stand out in front of Starbucks and make fun of random girls passing by and be like, "You're never gonna find love."
Yes. And now that I'm not going to be able to afford health care for my family, you know, think of it as helping me get a health care policy.
Oh, God. Yeah. Everything that
and
we're going to
taken away.
Anything that would infuriate you for us to talk about in the regular episodes is what we talk about in the bonuses. So if you
exactly.
want to get furious all the time, come listen. Okay. Yes. Now, speaking
right,
of not ever getting furious, because why would you? The Bachelor.
Here we go.
So the big question going into this is how many times is Nick going to get a boner? I mean, he's 36, so it shouldn't be too hard for him to get a boner. at this age. But he is definitely at the age where his penis is starting to get his own mind, where it's like, you know what? I know that you would feel great hooking up with three, you know, semi-pretty women, but I'm kind of tired. I've had a busy week. I worked all week. I mean, what did we work out 15 times already? No, the penis, you know?
Right, right,
I've done a lot. I peed a lot. You played with me a lot. Sometimes the penis needs a break too.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not in the mood. Do you ever think about me? Like exactly. In my needs?
Yes. That's why I'm halfway into your stomach right now. I'm trying to hide like a turtle in his, you know, mangina shell. So
also, sometimes penises don't like to be yelled at, like by Vanessa. Sometimes penises don't like to have, you know, deep conversations all the time.
You know, one thing you said to me earlier, penis, it's kind of bugging me. It's like, oh, geez. I put on a sweater for this. So every time we go back to Lapland Ranch, which is where we are, I just see Lapland every time. And then they immediately show an Oprah commercial screaming about some kind of food she loves. I love bread!
I eat bananas! Oh my God.
So we open with Raven and Nick in the fantasy suite. Or as Nick would say, the fantasy suite.
I love the fact that Raven, these girls, there is like, well, so much funny stuff is coming up, but they're just like all about announcing that they just had sex.
Yeah. As if the shit eating grin on her smile didn't announce it for her. She's like, ah! Whoa.
What a way to wake up. It's just changed a lot in like the 15 years or 10 years it's been on. It's like there was a time when, you know, people showed a little more decorum. They didn't just go like, we fucked. Nick did things physically to me. He's good.
It meant a lot for me to feel amazing with you. Okay, Nick. That's not meant a lot to me. I hope you're going to behave yourself because I got a pair of stilettos with your temple veins name written all over them. It's like, whoa, Raven, whoa. Whoa.
So the big question going into this was Raven going to have the elusive orgasm? And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that no, she didn't. Even though she said something about like to be alone physically with him was nice and relaxing. Nick was pretty good at what he does, so I'm relaxed today.
Yeah, okay. She's like, I'm satisfied today. Now, satisfactory on a customer service questionnaire is not great. You want exemplary.
Yes. And I don't think, given the fact that, you know, if she's never had one before, then I can't imagine that on a reality TV show in the fantasy suite, that's when she's going to start, like, you know, having O's. It's just not going to happen.
PA's nose up her butt.
Right. This is not how the human body works.
Yeah.
So I say that she just had to imagine that, like, I guess, you know, from what I've seen in movies, having an orgasm is relaxing. So I'm going to say that so I don't embarrass him because I want him to ask me to marry him.
I screamed a lot, but I don't know if I'm vulnerable. She's like, Nick took down a wall, and it wasn't just any wall. It was the Great Wall of China. He just came in there with a hatchet, knocked it right down. Like the guy who saved Snow White from sleeping too long.
Oh, my God. But I weren't you kind of weirded out, though, that like he was just – he clearly slept with all of them, right?
Yeah, he completely boned every one of them.
And he knew he was getting rid of some of them.
Well, there is Nick for you. I think Nick – this was a lot harder than I shouldn't say harder because we're talking about his orgasms, but this was a lot more difficult than he thought it would be this season. You know, we've had friends who work on the show and tell us little things about it. And I already told this story, but just for anyone new, apparently he would get in front of the cameras for his little interview things. And they'd be like, so Nick, how do you, he's like, just tell me what you want to say. I don't even know what to say anymore. Just tell me what you want me to say. Like he's apparently a real asshole. So he's just waiting to get to this part so he could just fuck.
And then go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. He sure got a whole pathway laid out there for him.
I know. And apparently Caitlin Bristow was talking about the fact that she was pissed because Mike Fleiss won't let the girls go on the show because he doesn't want to make them seem like fame whores. He doesn't want people to think that, but the guys are okay. So Nick is allowed to go on the show, but Caitlin was not.
But JoJo's not allowed.
Right.
Why do they still get to tell them what to do? I mean, what kind of repressive contract do you have to sign to be on this show?
Well, I think they're both on ABC. So I guess, you know, ABC doesn't want to piss off Mike Fleiss. So it's probably not even about the contract. It's just about him saying, like, no, I don't want them on the show.
Well, Dancing with the Stars is fluff, but it's a difficult show to be on. And I, frankly, don't want to sit around there watching a bunch of girls cry about stuff. They'll be like, that salsa made me vulnerable. This is my dad's fault.
Yeah, I don't understand rewarding Nick. The guy has no job. All right, we digress.
I just, you know, we live in a hilarious world when your reward is to go on to Dancing with the Stars. I mean, that seems like the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to a person.
I agree.
Only a reality show person would be like, oh my God, this is amazing. What if Meryl Streep, what if they called Meryl Streep to do shit like that? She'd be like, my career is over. I guess it just depends on where you're standing at the moment.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's for people, it's for reality stars who are trying to get careers. And it's for regular celebrities who are trying to get back their careers.
Yes. It's a give back program.
Yeah.
So, So Raven got laid. I think she had an orgasm because she just looks like she's about to, you know, burst open with, you know, hamster babies. So
yeah, but it was so produced, Ronnie. That was like the whole, like, I'm going tobogganing.
Isn't every orgasm really well produced? I got heating pads in here, assistants, tongs.
Are you talking about the fact, though, that, like, they showed her, you know, like, going tobogganing and, like, Love and Life?
Yeah,
like
they
were playing Cialis commercial afterwards.
Yeah, they were playing one of those commercials. Yeah, like Cialis or there was one about MS yesterday, a commercial about MS. And they made MS sound so fun. It was like the happiest music. It's like, dun, 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 MS. Yeah. Like, this sounds really fun. So it was a song like that. And she's like skipping around the snow and, you know, going down a snow sled and kissing an angel, a little reindeer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she got in the elevator just smiling like she was on ecstasy, you know, and then it was like ding and closed. I love you, Raven.
Yeah. So, all right. So we know that they did it.
Yeah. And it's a good arc because you know how movies start with someone really happy and then by the end, it's so depressing that they win an Oscar. It's like that. Like you see Raven at her happiest point before her life goes to complete shit.
Yes. So do we, and you know, we kind of skipped over talking about this, but I mean, I don't think anybody really cares, but if you care about how they showed at the beginning, Nick going to all the parties, all the viewing parties.
Oh, I think that was in the Women Tell All, wasn't it?
It was?
I think so. Oh, don't worry. We're not skipping anything. I've written down every little thing. You want to talk about Raven's earmuffs?
Right. You know what? You're totally right. You are totally right. I'm so sorry.
So she basically goes upstairs to hopefully clean herself out because Lord knows what was happening in there. And
ew.
Nick certainly did not clean his beard. You could have Cheez-Its crumbs in there. Go clean it out, girl. So while she's up there wet napping, we're at a reindeer run. And it's Rachel's turn. And she's walking through
wet
the snow.
Wet napping. Yes, it's Rachel's turn.
Yeah, she's walking through the snow and she's like, it's beautiful here. It's like Narnia. Girl, you know what happened in that damn movie? Not a lot good.
But I love the everything that Rachel says now is just in a monotone. She's just like, it's like being in Narnia. This might be the most excited I've been about anything in my entire life.
I wrote, she's such a politician already, she's ready to be Bachelor. Everything she says is geared towards being the Bachelorette. And I'm sure she wasn't hired at this point, right? Well, what do we know? Maybe she was. But yeah, she's already giving non-answers like a good, true Bachelorette or Bachelor. They're like, what do you think? I love the snow. That said, it is a little cold, but the romance it stirs up inside. It's like, do you like the snow or do you hate the snow? I don't even know what you're talking about. You're perfect to star in this show.
This is the problem, is I like Rachel. I want to like Rachel. I mean, she's cute. She's got a real job. There's so much to like about her. But it is really hard because she's just refuses to be a real person.
Yeah, she's not.
Actual feelings and like saying, keep it real.
Yeah, keep it real. So they go skiing. They go cross-country skiing and she doesn't know what it is and falls down a lot. So let's go to the cabin.
Yes.
She's like, okay. I've never seen a reindeer in person. They are beautiful. That reindeer kept giving me first impressions. I hope this reindeer can give me 10 more first impressions before we go. And do you like reindeers?
Yeah. And then, okay. So then they're sitting in the place or whatever.
They've got a big fire going inside of a woodshed. I know it's snowing out there, but that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm holding back, Stephanie. And the reason I'm holding back is because I'm scared. Because I'm afraid of rejection, putting myself out there. Do I guard my heart or do I let myself be wide open? Like Raven's legs were apparently last night. She's bouncing off the goddamn ceilings.
And then here was the worst part of all. So then, you know, they're having that stupid conversation, you know, I just think you're so rare. And he's like, yeah, I might be white, but I'm still a minority. What? Why would you say that? How could you think that's like an okay? What kind of a joke is that to make? It's like, why do we always have to, you always have to bring it back to like, hey, you're black. I don't know if you noticed this, but you're black, right? So could we just again mention the fact that you're black and I'm white?
He's like, so the strain of Hep C I have has never even been seen before. You want to talk about rare? There is no drug ever made that will cure what I'm about to give you, bitch. She's like, yeah, that's so rare.
I wish he would have said that instead of, you know, making it like a black thing.
It's just a black thing. Well, maybe he's doing it because her family made it such a thing that he's like, okay, acknowledging that I'm white. He's like, I'm acknowledging my privilege right now and telling you that, yes, I understand that I'm rare and I'm lucky to be rare. So thank you for that.
He's like, I like my steak rare too, which is like, you know, not like a black thing. Just saying. Hashtag. Like,
I would love to tell you how I feel about your steak, but I'm afraid that I might get rejected. Like, what if you don't like your steak the same way I do? And then I'll be rejected. And then nothing will ever happen that's good to me in the rest of my life. So she starts this. They start this little game where basically at this point, if he's going to give her a key to the room, he just fucked Raven in. I mean, are they the same rooms? It's the same room, right?
I don't know.
That glass cabin thing they have them boning in. So he's like, if I'm going to give you the key to this room, then you have to say, I love you. Like, that's the password. So everybody has to eventually say, I love you to him, which is just so creepy.
Yeah. And he's so obvious about it, too. He's just like, so, yeah, I guess I don't know how you feel about me.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
He's like, do you feel it? Do you have something you need to say?
And she's like, he's like, I like to know where I stand with people. And she's like, well, do you know where you stand with me? No, I really don't. Yeah, I think you do, Nick.
Yeah, she can't say she loves you. So that's where you stand. So he's like, look, I understand you're scared, but we can be scared together. What's your biggest fear? And she's like, a lack of reciprocity. I'm like, you're going to have to break this down into smaller words. You're talking to Nick. You know, his big goal after this, because everybody's been asking him, you know, what gas station are you going to work at? So he came out with some press release this week, which was posted on our Facebook. So thank you for posting that.
Oh, I love this. Yes, I
am. And it's a press release from some like male grooming products company on the internet. And he's like, you know, staying good looking as I do costs a lot of money, girls. So come get some facial scrub here at, you know, whatever.net. Nick, that is not a job.
By the way, from what I could understand, he's not even making actual facial products. He's just recommending ones that he likes and charging for it.
Girl, are you going to charge for your Amazon Prime special list?
I swear to God, I think that's what it is. I think that's what he's up to.
When you hate on shit like that, that's when that person makes trillions of dollars off of it. I'm like, the internet. I remember when the internet came out and people were doing YouTube shows, and I was like, I will never be on the internet. Stupid. Yep. I could have been a trillionaire by now.
Cut to Nick's beard recommendations for his beard grooming products. And he's going to get the last laugh. You're right.
Who's going to buy shaving cream for a man that doesn't shave?
That's the problem. We're going to be surprised.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
It's like Raven opening a Barnes & Noble. People would be like, what are you even doing in here? Get out. You belong here. So Rachel, so she's basically like, well, I want to tell you I love you because I'm totally in love with you, but I can't tell you right now. I'm like, you're basically telling him, so just tell him. But she won't because she seems to be trying to trick him into saying it, which is hilarious because that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And also, she's wearing a crop top.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
I'm trying to remember what she was wearing.
She was wearing like an art teacher poncho, like a black and white poncho that was really pretty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then like jean shorts and a crop top.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so anyway.
Nick says, if you were to check your ego at the door, what would your heart say? It's not Hands Across Fucking America. It's The Bachelor. What is he talking about if you were to check your ego at the door?
Well, something is telling me this guy has no money and my father's going to hate him and he's probably going to cheat on me and give me 5 diseases. So I'm not sure which part is saying that, if it's my head or my heart. How can you tell?
Yeah. If you were to check your ego at the door. Well, if you were to check your ego at the door.
If you were to check your ego at the door, she wouldn't have to come up with a monologue about, you know, being fake in love with you, which she's obviously not, you dick. Yeah. So she's like, basically he tells her another thing about him, which was weird. He's like, I'd like that you get mad. Remember when you had a meltdown at volleyball? And then remember that time where blah, 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 and I had to calm you down? I really like that. Like when people freak out and then I'm the one that can like kind of clean up the mess. Like that's really hot to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, that means you're a codependent, right, Nick?
Remember when you went so crazy that we had to have like a psychiatrist come and like make sure like things were okay with you, that you were like stable enough to stay on the show? That was awesome. That was really sweet. She's like, what? That didn't even happen. He's like, yeah, it did. Remember the time that like you were like threatening suicide if I didn't say I love you, and you were saying that I ruined your life? That was cute.
Yeah, the future. That was sweet. Welcome to the future. So Nick is like, you know, you have to be willing to have the strength to be a mess. And she's like, it's so hard. And he's like, just be honest. Check your ego with the door. So she's like, okay, I wanted to say that I'm falling in love with you. And he's like, yeah, high five, you did it. Okay, you won a key.
Yeah. Knowing that she's probably going to be dumped by the end of this episode.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'm not in my head now, so I can do all sorts of new things that I would normally never do. I'm like, anal? What are you talking about? And then she mounts him in the bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, I feel so loved. That's what the itch in my inner thighs means, right? Is that what people say when they say, is that what they mean when they say they're getting tingly? She's like, I'm leaking with love, literally leaking with love.
Yeah. And no ointment on the planet would stop this itch.
So the next morning they did it. And she's like, you know, he likes the vulnerable side of me, which he said before. You know, he said that before. It's like last night, Rachel, we remember. She's like, so he said he wanted to see it, so I showed it to him.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I showed him that side.
I showed him that walls down, bitch.
I showed him that pink underneath part of my vulnerability. Ugh. Sorry. That was gross.
So she's like, I'm tired of goodbyes. And after I get this rose, I get to meet the families. And I cannot wait to meet the families. Because once you've met the families, you've sealed the deal, period. I'm like, sealing the deal, you usually seal the deal with a kiss, which you already kissed him. So then if you're going to really super seal the deal, that's like a blowjob, which you know you gave him. So then if you're going to super duper quadruple fontuple seal the deal, that's boning in what you did. Girl, your deal is so sealed up, you're going to need like a box cutter to get through all that tape.
But by the way, speaking of needing a box cutter to get through it all, how romantic was it to be in that all those layers of clothing. And like they go into the bedroom. It's like, hey, baby, let's pull off those hiking boots. Yeah, now let's peel off those thick socks. Yeah, now let's roll down the next pair of thick socks. Wow, three layers of socks. Okay. All right. Get that parka off. Ooh, sexy. Now the poncho. Let's do this. I mean, that's not sexy.
Yeah, their cold weather finale is leaving me a little confused.
Yes.
So, yeah, we've all been there. Not good. My nuts look like a little walnut, like one little tiny walnut. Just watching this, I was like, what happened to you? In the summer, you're like playing the bongos on my knees. Like, where are you guys? How do I have that much skin that can even scrunch up? That's what the cold do, y'all.
Yes, it does.
So
yes,
speaking,
it do.
Speaking of your nuts scrunching up in terror, let's talk about Vanessa. So Vanessa starts walking through the woods, and she's like, my hometown visit in Montreal didn't go how it should have gone, and I have so many unanswered questions, Winnie. Are those plugs? Does he own a toothbrush? What does he always smell like yesterday? These are the things we shall accomplish today with me, Vanessa. She's got a list of to-dos.
Oh, she sure does.
She's like, clean the grout on the grill. Oh, God. Can we just have a Sunday? That's that kind of girl you wake up to on Sunday, and she's like, first you make me breakfast, then you clean the kitchen, then you pull the weeds, then you mow the grass, then you take me shopping, then you take a shower.
And if not, I don't feel special. Apparently you don't want me to feel special.
I need to feel special.
Don't care about our relationship.
She's like, we've been through lots of firsts together. We went into space together. I threw up on him together. He was the first guy that my brother didn't try to murder while he was making out with me. Just stop. Stop your list.
Yeah. So Nick, and it's so weird the way they play this, because they show a lot of Nick being like, I don't know. I'm not sure about her. Which just makes you think he's going to pick her, right?
Yeah, but he might be flirting with her because that's apparently what she likes. You know what I mean?
Right, the controversy.
He's like, I'm just giving her, I'm not paying her enough attention. It's like when guys are mean to you when they like you, you know? I'm sure you tell your girl that when she goes to school. She's like, that boy is mean to me. And you're like, oh, he's flirting with you.
Right, right.
Which is like how so many people get into abusive relationships. It's like, thanks a lot, moms. Can we change that advice? Oh, he only pulled your hair because he's flirting with you, honey. No, he's abusive. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why he did it, mom.
Maybe this will be our first, like, bachelor abusive relationship.
So Vanessa says to us, she's like, you know, when he makes me feel like this, I want to murder him and chop him up and feed him to reindeer. I'm like, whoa. So they go to this thing where they get in really cold water and then go into a sauna and go into really cold water. And she's doing the typical girl thing where she's like, cold water. Ah! And he's like, no, babe, you can do it. I like making you do, you know, irregular things outside of your comfort zone, because it shows that you're willing to face your fear and do things that you're not used to doing. And I'm like, this guy's just out for anal. That's basically this finale.
So true. By the way, they're wearing these blue skin tight, like weird suits that looks like they're going to be doing a trapeze act in Cirque du Soleil and not just going swimming in the middle of nowhere.
Well, his dick probably did. Do you know how many times your dick contorts going in and out of cold and hot like that? A lot of changes.
No.
It changes sizes. It changes shapes, circumferences, densities. I mean, the
area
penis
codes.
Is a complex problem in the cold. So obviously, you guys, I don't know why I'm talking about penises so much. But this one, particularly this scene, I have to talk about it, because he starts out in this little Speedo thing, and he has arranged his dick to be laying back, if that makes any sense. Like, instead of just going down, he's like laid it back on his upper mangina so it'll look bigger, because they're in like the freezing cold and he has to wear a Speedo.
Right.
All I did this whole time was look to see how big and how small his penis was getting, because, you know, it's fun. It's like a new character on the show. Like, oh, my God, it's fat again. It's thin again. It's fat again. And the penis is like, I eat chips. So there you go. There's the beginning of your penis journey, you guys.
I think his penis needs a like penises tell all extra show so it can talk about like, how traumatized it was.
I thought I was big shit until we were at the Lapland Hotel in Finland. That's when I knew I had a problem.
So they go back and forth into the water, out of the water, and then Vanessa starts to actually enjoy it.
Yeah, because that bitch is
And
crazy.
yeah, so Vanessa's like, well, at first it was really like kind of hard, but then I started to have fun, and then I think Nick doesn't enjoy it at all at that
Yeah.
point because
And
he's like,
now he's mad that she likes it because she's like
yeah.
way too into it. And she's like, come on, Nick. Come on, we jump in the water. Nick makes me feel like I could do anything. Like, from jumping into a pool, you really need to like make a better list. You need to ask
Yeah.
for more on your list. So he's finally pissed off by the end. And then they go to where do I don't even know where they're going. So they go to dinner or whatever. He's like brushing his nuts with a heat comb in Finland. So they start talking, and she's like, this is when Vanessa starts her.
Wait, but before dinner, hold on, we skipped a little bit because first they're in the hot tub, and that's where we first start getting into like the kind of confrontational, like Nick is like, so your family's really traditional. And she's like, what? What does that mean? What are you saying?
Yeah, he's making it
It's so
sound
funny with
like.
these two.
I know she takes everything the wrong way, but also he did say it kind of in a way like, though,
Yeah.
your family's traditional.
Yeah. Basically, he says everything like it's a threat. Like, well, here's a problem I just came up with. Like, the
Yeah.
whole your family's really traditional. She's like, well, what does that mean? It's
And
like, well,
he's like, well, you have traditions that are passed down from families and families and families that are like just passed down. Like, my family makes up their own traditions. Like, okay.
yeah. And then she's like, well, why I don't understand the problem with that. And he goes, I mean, it's no problem really. It's just that I once had a girlfriend whose family was like really traditional and it, completely ruined our relationship.
Because they
But
were always there. He said basically the other family was very overbearing. And basically that's what he's saying. I don't know why he's
right.
using the word traditional, but he's like, okay, your brother cried and masturbated in a corner. Your mother acted like you were about to be thrown into a mental hospital if you ever got talked to wrong. And your sister's having a nervous breakdown thinking, you're about to die. So what the fuck, lady? But instead he's like, are
You're
you a Christian
traditional.
conservative? I'm like, what the hell?
Yes. So she's kind of going a lot like it's weird because they have this weird sort of distrustful, like she's looking at him like, what the fuck does that mean? And he's looking at her like, nothing. I don't know. Why are you getting defensive?
Yeah,
Like,
he's
what do you mean? What
basically
do you mean?
just
What do I
saying.
mean? I'm just saying you're traditional. Why would that even be a problem? And she's like, well, it's only a problem if you think it's a problem. Like, I mean, yeah, I have like values. Like, is that going to be a problem? He's like, well,
Yeah, he's like,
no.
well, do you believe in value abortions? Because I do. I believe in discounted coupon abortions. I'm all for them all the time, as many as it takes. She's
Yeah.
like, So he's basically saying, I want your fucking family to leave me alone. And then she starts her new. Her new words for the her new trademarked words for the episode, which are core values. Nick, I want you to know I have core values and I will not compromise on my core values, which I don't know why I'm turning her into Salma Hayek, but there you are. And he's like, well, what are the things that you won't compromise on? She's like, core values. Did you not hear me just say core values? Okay, I've got a quad core i7 value. And I'm not trading it in for an i5 or some dual core bullshit that's going to make my iPhoto run slow. And she goes, well, one core value I will not give up is French toast at mama's house on Sundays with all of my family and my brother crying and masturbating in a corner. And he's like, we're not so different. We're very similar. And she's like, in what way? What do you mean by that? Are your values core? Are they core, Nick? And he's like, well, I think that we're the same. But then he wouldn't say why.
Right.
And there's horror music playing in the background, by the way. The
Yeah.
music has slowly changed into core value horror music.
Well, he also said it that he also goes, I mean, we're really similar, which could be a problem. Like, we might be too similar. She's like, well, are we? Are we too similar? What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
She doesn't read between lines. Basically, he just told her in this thing, I'm not going to your family's house. I'm not right. moving to Canada. You're aborting a baby until you're making enough money to get a nanny. Like, he's telling her everything.
Right.
You know, and she's just not listening to what he's saying. And he's saying, you're not the only one who gets to nag and fight about stupid shit. Because once these cameras are off, I will be yelling and fighting with you too. And we have to understand that we're about to enter an emotionally abusive relationship. So how okay with that are you? Basically.
Right.
And instead of listening to him, she's like, I'm going to pose like Christine from Phantom of the Opera, laying back against this, possibly one day wearing a half mask ugly man. Thinking about, oh, girl, you are going down the wrong track, girl.
But she just makes excuses for every part of his conversation. Like, then they have, because then they have the talk about moving, okay? And he's like, she's like, well, what? I want to live in Canada. I mean, that's where my life is. My life is in Canada. And he's like, well, I want to live in America. And she's like, well, why do you want to live in America? And he's like, because I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, he's like...
And she's like, what?
I'm proud to be an American.
And then
well,
I started thinking,
I know I'm free.
I started thinking that it could be like that thing in that scene in White Nights where we just swap Nick for Vanessa, right? And like, you know, in White Nights when Gregory Hines, when they like shine the light.
I was wondering if you were talking about the tap dance movie.
Yeah, where Gregory Hines, where like they throw him out, they've had him like in Russia. And then they let him back into America, but they act like they're going to kill him. That's what we should do. And then because they want Baryshnikov back.
Okay. And Baryshnikov is like so much hotter in tights. I'm like, Baryshnikov can tap for me any day. This movie needs to end differently. Which is probably how I feel at every end of the season of Bachelor. So yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Now, I like that they were talking about love and she's like leaning back on him. And then they cut to a car commercial. And it's people dealing for a car. And the guy goes, whoa, that's a lot of warts. What the fuck, car commercial? That was so inappropriate in the middle of Fantasy Suite Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
So she's basically taking everything he says wrong. He's like, well, you know, I don't know about traditional. She's like, yeah, what did you mean by traditional? Core values. Core values. Can I please order a salad plus a side of core values? So she just says core values over and over and basically
tells her
everything again because they repeat everything on this show. He's like, you're getting nothing that you want. Are you going to be okay? That's the compromise I'm willing to make.
Right.
And then she's like, well, I did go in the cold water. So yes, I'm going to marry him. So
it was so weird.
It was weird. And I thought he was going to dump her right then. When he pulled out the envelope, I thought it was going to be like, sorry, bye. Love, Nick. The end. Here's a key to a Honda Forza or whatever waiting outside for you.
Yeah, I guess we won't. I guess they'll show that on the next. Oh, no. Because we. Okay, go on.
No. So I go back to the Lapland Hotel and she's like, Nick is my other half. He's my Rene. He's the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. Wishes do come true. I'm like, wait a minute. He just told you nothing that you want to hear. How are your dreams coming true? He just basically told you got to leave your family.
And she just shit on your core values.
Yes. She's like, okay, I'm willing to get a dual core now. Who cares? Just give me a Chromebook. I don't even care. Does it have internet? No? Okay, I'll use a pen. I don't even care. I'll use a pen and paper now.
She's like, remember all that, those things I said about core values? Forget it.
I forgot about it already. Intel. Intel's not getting in the way of my life. So the girls, now's the part where the girls are all walking, you know, walking through the trees alone, thinking of their feelings for Nick. And they all have their little monologues.
And they're all talking about it. I swear to God, they're all talking about it like the rose ceremony is the Olympics, right? They're like, I would like to reach the goal of a gold medal with Nick. I've worked so hard. I've trained so long. My whole life has been achieving this goal. I've eaten right. I've focused on greatness. I want Nick.
My math scores have suffered because I'm studying gymnastics more than I'm studying math. It's like, you don't have to study. It's fucking some loser who's way too old for all of you guys and probably still has probably has plagues. Come on, guys. Aim higher. Just like I would say as your Olympics coach. Aim higher.
Yeah.
So rose ceremony, Nick's like, you guys, I know that coming down to this, you knew how scared I was about it not working, but my fears have been overtaken by boners, which you all satisfied quite nicely.
Yeah. By the way, I mean, I know we all know he's about to throw Rachel off, and we're all not feeling sorry for her because, you know, she's going to be the Bachelorette. Well, we are kind of feeling sorry for her. But don't you think it's a little weird that that was the one girl that he actually said, I'm falling for you, to?
Yeah, I think he just let it slip because they had been shooting so long and she refused to say I love you. It was like 8 hours into her trying to get it out. So I think he was just coming up with anything to say. I was actually surprised she got kicked off. I thought it was going to be she was going to make it to the final two. And then she was going to be like, this isn't right. You know, my mom still won't stop texting me, telling me questions to ask you, like to see how smart you are. You know, I can't do this for the rest of my life.
Right. But they wouldn't. I just think that they wouldn't have done that. I mean, I knew she was going to get kicked off because they wouldn't. I think they would spoil it to a point, which they did. But I can't imagine them spoiling the grand finale.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because then we would already know that she's not going to win.
Well, I'm not a very psychic person. I guess the winners of every season wrong every time, of every show ever. I never get anything right. So don't ever take my guesses as gospel because they're just my core values, okay? We all have different cores.
That's true.
So Nick is trying to cry really hard in this, and he can't. Now, this continues through the rest of the episode. He cannot cry. And he's gotten so good at it. It's sad watching him because he's doing the like, I'm going to breathe through the bottom of my lungs. I'm going to breathe through the bottom of my ribcage. Okay, that's not working. So, okay, I'm not going to blink. Does anybody have a little tiny bit of pee I can put in my eyes? Nothing? There's no dirt here. It's only snow. That's not making me cry. God damn it, I can't cry.
Yeah. He's like, I just didn't know if I was going to find love. This is so hard.
I'd like to give a special thanks to Andy for coming back and telling me to fuck all three of you before dumping you. Great advice. Thanks.
Yeah.
So the first flower goes to Raven. And the second rose goes to Crazy Vanessa. And I was like, snap. He fucked Rachel on TV and then left her. Her parents are going to kill him.
Yep.
You do not want a federal judge after your ass, Dad, Nick.
Yeah. I agree.
He should have been like, I'm about to make love to you, but I don't want to because your dad will kill me.
He should have.
Yeah, his dick went out on that. So Rachel sobs. I felt so sorry for her because I didn't know she felt anything ever. I've seen no indication that she feels things.
I know.
And she was crying really hard. Like, she was crying so hard that she was doing that thing where she slumped against the side of the car. Like, she can't even sit up. And she's like, maybe it's something I did, which that made me really hate Nick, you know? Because she's like, I put myself all out there. He knew how hard it was for me to say I loved him. And then I said it. But maybe I said it too late because, like, it's hard for me to turn back time and tell him I love him when he needed to hear it. I should have done it right. I did this all wrong. That's such a sad way to look at life.
I know.
I just wish I could have done more. Ugh, gross. So, let's see. She's like, they say that you're special and that they love you, and then they don't choose you. It's like the story of my life. Objection! Good impression!
It is weird, though, to find out that he kicked her off and kept Raven. It's like, what does Raven do for a living?
Raven works at a bank or something. She said one time, or she's not a nurse. She works at the hospital. Cause remember she said one of the nurses from the hospital called her. So she's either a nurse or an orderly. I don't know. She works in the medical field somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a shock to me too, because I thought he was going to pick a rich one. I can't believe it's between the poor hick who rolls in the mud and the crazy girl who's going to make him go to Family Sundays with core values.
Right.
So I'm confused. What will happen? We don't know. But we're going to find out next week on the most exciting episode of The Bachelor ever in history. Which I say every week. But you know what? I still believe it. And we leave this episode, guys, with Nick outside by some Pier 1 candle things, like some outdoor Pier 1 candle glass things that I saw in the clearance rack there. You got to love this show. They're like, get them at Pier 1, but put them on the plane all the way to Finland. And then he like kneels, he like squats down like he's going to squat in the woods. And then he just presses his eyes really hard to try and, like, literally he's kneeling down, pressing his eyes.
It's like, so weird. He really is the worst. And I mean, we hate all the bachelors, but he's so obvious.
I've been rooting for Nick, you know.
I was rooting for you, Nick.
I am not hating him as much. I don't hate him or anything. This episode did make me mad because if he knew he was going to send Rachel home, he shouldn't have done her on TV. I mean, I feel like if you do Vanessa or Raven on TV, that's okay because they're Vanessa and Raven, but it's different for Rachel. You know, she's got parents who are like, you're not going to fuck my daughter and then leave her on national TV, right? And he's like, no, I would never. And then he did it.
I know. It is just weird, the whole, like, them all being proud to, like, have just done it and then talk about it on, I don't know. It's weird.
It is, you know,
I'm certainly not old fashioned. It's just a weird thing that you just know everybody's parents are watching.
Well, we're going to get into the slut shaming aspect of The Bachelor on the next Women Tell All bonus episode. But, so I guess I'll save it for that, but I'm all for sex pride, you know, like no sex shame and stuff like that. I believe that they should be able to fuck whoever they want. Like, why should he be able to? Of course, we call him a slut too, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's just, it makes your loss that much harder, you know, because I think it makes him feel creepier once they've given it up to him, because he knew he was going to get rid of Rachel before he fucked her. And that makes her, she not only lost, but she, like, you know that disappointed her parents to see that on TV. And that makes it even sadder. And it makes him seem evil to me.
It does. And look, here's the thing. I mean, I understand the concept. If there's anything real, if there's any actual reality to this, like, I get that you're not going to want to propose to somebody that you've never actually slept with before, but he has to know at that point who he's picking.
Yeah, because you should test drive the car before you buy it, but
right.
You're not equally in love with three cars before you test drive.
Right.
You know, normally you know which car you're going to buy and you're just test driving it to make sure the exhaust doesn't fall out.
Right. And then if something really weird happens and there's a recall that, you know, that you decide, okay, I'm not going to, I really thought I was going to, you know, drive this one off the lot, but I'm not.
Yeah. Nick is basically checking all their VIN numbers. He's like, well, I heard there was a fuel pump recall. So just going to need you to get in here and put your ankles behind your head before I make this deal. Cause you know, lemon laws.
Right.
So that brings us to the end of El Bachelor. We will be back next week. So we are about to do the Women Tell All. That will be a bonus episode. It will be a free bonus episode. So don't worry. That will be free for everybody. The people who are already on Patreon, you won't be charged for this episode. And people who are thinking of coming to sign up for bonus episodes on Patreon, there you go. So if you do want to do that, just go to rosepricks.com. That'll take you to our main podcast page. You can find our links to Patreon and everywhere else there, our social media links, etc. Stephanie on Twitter is at S Wilder Taylor, and I am at Ronnie Karam.
And if you just want to go to Patreon, it's patreon.com, and you can just put in Rose Pricks Podcast and you'll find us very easily.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thanks for everything.
Okay, bye.